This is the Don and Mike Show.
So you guys got a big Thanksgiving plan?
No, thank God.
Just a long weekend with nothing to do except the three F's. Food, football, and making love. The Don and Mike Show.
More than six, but less than 12. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we never really fully described our fighting gutterballs game.
No.
Tomorrow. Got to remember to tell you about Mike taking his shirt off.
Yeah.
I did. Right at the beginning. And then getting a strike.
Yeah, that was the, you know, I think that's what added to it.
Mm-hmm. I also took a nasty fall.
Yes.
Right on my coccyx.
Yeah, but you did it gracefully.
Right.
Because you kind of did the Fred Flintstone stuff, too.
And Tom Gavin Adventures.
Yes.
That's all I'll tell you about.
He was great.
Tomorrow we'll cover all of that.
Good.
Plus, more entries for our service guys to get laid at the Bunny Ranch in Reno.
You hear that, Captain?
Tomorrow we'll have our good friend JB from Fox NFL Sunday. And I've got to ask about turduckens tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, Buzz, don't you normally get them out of New Orleans?
I used to. I wasn't that thrilled with it last year, so I may be out of the turducken business. But,
oh, no,
yeah,
no.
There's a place in New Orleans I order from.
Yeah, so I'm, like, concerned about to do this year because I want to get a turducken going. But I'm afraid that that's one of the parts of New Orleans that maybe hasn't come back.
And it's like one company, right, that does the kind you like. I mean, I guess a lot of people, can any good chef do one for you?
I think so, but Buzz had, like, the original place from New Orleans where
it had that special kind of jambalaya that was in there.
It was great not only on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but, like, for days afterwards.
They're still in business.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Good. Order me three, please.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Immediately.
I'm not kidding. Have them overnighted.
All right.
I'd like them for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Why? And did you say you got to cook it? You can't overcook it, right?
Yes.
Because if you overcook it, it's going to fall apart.
And it becomes way too dry. What you want to do
is exactly what happened when I made mine. Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is monitor it closely and make sure that, God, I'm going to sound like a faggot.
Homo.
Make sure that while it maintains its consistency, it still is juicy because it's layers. It's the turkey and it's the duck and it's the
chicken. How do you do that?
Chicken.
How do you maintain its juiciness?
What you got to do is keep first off, you rotate it. At least I do in the pan.
That's right. Good.
And you also like the juices and
give
and
a little baste it.
Yeah, yeah. You put that over it as well.
And don't fall for the meat thermometer thing. If you cook it to where the meat thermometer says it's done, it's overcooked. It's too late.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Got to do the meat thermometer minus 10 degrees.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ah, very good.
Anyway, your nose knows. That's how I always
Food
know.
Food Network,
that.
Here we come.
That's right. Do that.
Alton Brown.
Okay, let's talk.
Oh, I hate him.
Let's talk Thanksgiving. Let's talk Thanksgiving lies.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What fag do you hate?
Alton Brown on the Food Network.
Who is that?
The professor of the Food Network. The guy that makes food, like, really academic.
Yeah, chemistry.
Ass. His big thing is that he puts a camera inside the oven and always talks to the camera inside the oven.
See, you want to make sure your oven is...
Well, F you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi there, Kim. Welcome to the Thanksgiving Live. We're giving away the trip for two to Las Vegas from the brand new movie, The Ice Harvest. Who is it that you lied to concerning the Thanksgiving holiday?
My little sister, Candy. Well, she's not little, but my younger sister, Candy.
Okay, what was the lie? Can you tell us, please?
Yes. A couple of Thanksgivings ago, when she was pregnant with my nephew, she invited all of us up to Thanksgiving and bought my family all airplane tickets to come up for Thanksgiving dinner. And I told her that my daughter was having surgery to remove her tonsils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what really happened was my husband ended up going to jail for check forgery.
I love that. Yeah, that is right out of the chute. That is a solid Thanksgiving lie.
It's very rare.
So you have to decline the invitation because your husband was going
right
to jail.
After my sister paid well over $1,000 for all three of our tickets. It was great.
Yeah, that is, God.
You know, I mean, never
right out
say
of the shoot, that is a winner.
We should really go with this.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know if we're going to find a better one.
That's fantastic.
I mean, it never happens like that on this show.
So how many years ago was this, Kim?
It was about 2 years ago. My nephew's like 18 years old.
And your husband out of jail now?
Yeah, he's fine.
All right, hold on.
Sister paid for the ticket.
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore. He's really nice.
Okay.
Candy?
Candy, yes. My sister's name is Candy,
yes.
All right, sister paid for the tickets.
$1,000.
$1,000. Kim said they couldn't go because one of her daughters had to have her tonsils out when, in fact,
her husband
was in jail.
For check fraud.
For check fraud.
Writing bad checks. Ooh.
Yeah.
Christ. Hold on a second. That's strong.
Okay. We embrace that.
Can I tell you?
Hi, I'm looking for candy.
That gives me a moment for another one of my fabulous stories from my radio past.
Okay.
I know I've told you this before, and if I have, I apologize. If I've not, it'll be new to you. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I'll give it to you in 30 seconds. I'm working in Providence, Rhode Island, doing the morning show on Pro FM. Mm-hmm. And as always, I am paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
I loved the fact that back in like 1978, like where everything bad happened to me, you could go to a grocery store on a Saturday and cash a check for $50, and you got her?
Yeah, she's ready.
Great. You would get 4 or 5 days grace period.
Right.
Well, I never had the money. The checks would always bounce. One morning, I'm doing the morning show. I'm the only guy at the radio station. See? A Rhode Island state policeman pull up. Now, it was not uncommon for them to pull up and say good morning.
Right.
Had a big window that looked right out on Wampanoag Road or whatever.
When you saw them pull up, did you assume that's what they were doing?
Just coming by to say hi.
Yeah.
So, and I'm right there in the window, you know, and I wave at the guy, and he turns on the lights, and he waves, and he's like, come on out. So I play a record, I come out, and he goes, hey.
He turned on the lights on the cruiser?
To get my attention.
All right, gotcha.
To wave at me.
Right, right.
Like a friendly thing.
Yeah.
So I'm playing a record, and I come out, and I go, hey, good morning, what's happening? He goes, hey, how are you doing, Don? Love your show. You're fantastic.
Okay.
I go, hey, thank you. What's happening? He said, I'm looking for Michael Sorge?
Oh, God.
Oh, swear no. to God.
Uh-huh. You know, that's, Michael Sorge.
That's my real name. He says, look at her, Michael Sorge. I said, you know what? I think he left. I don't think he works here anymore. Yeah. Well, is there a problem? Oh, yeah, a couple of checks. You know, they send me out to find him. So you don't know where the guy is? Like, nope, I sure don't.
Mm.
But my record's about to run out, so I got to get back. I'll see you later, officer. Jesus Christ.
Did he take off?
Yeah, he left. Yeah. He left.
How'd you take care of it after that?
Like everything.
He moved.
I just ignored it. Yeah, I moved. I moved to Indianapolis.
Run for your life!
But I swear to God, the guy came up in his Smokey and the Bandit hat,
uh-huh.
You know, with that weird thing that they got, the belt thing that goes over the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, the Rhode Island ones are tough ones, yeah.
Looking for me.
Tough little uniform.
Looking for me. Okay, let's play the game.
Yeah. We got Kim's sister Candy on the line right now.
We do, and here is Candy. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. And
okay.
And we have your sister, Kim, on the line with us. Hi, Kim.
Hi. Hi, Kim.
There you go. The sisters are here. Candy, Kim has something that she needs to tell you, and we have this little forum for her to do just that.
It's kind of it's a Thanksgiving feel-good contest on our show.
She's going to win something if she tells you this thing she's got to tell you.
Now, let's see. Kim, you're calling. Where are you calling from, Kim?
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is calling.
Let's see. Candy, where do you live, Candy? May I ask?
I live in Las Vegas.
Ah. Okay, you're both in Vegas.
Very nice.
All right, beautiful. We call this our Thanksgiving miracle, and now we'll leave the rest to Kim.
Is somebody getting out or into the
car? Candy, are you getting in your car?
I just got in my car. Sorry.
Okay, Las Vegas is calling.
Okay.
Okay.
May want to sit still for a minute.
Now.
Okay.
Candy, do not start driving.
Okay.
Just sit there, because Kim's got...
I turned the car off.
Good. Kim has got...
What's going on, Kim?
Kim, when this happened, where were you living?
I was in Las Vegas, and Candy was in Alaska.
Gotcha.
Ah, all right.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Kim is now going to tell you, Candy, about what we call the Thanksgiving miracle.
Man.
Yeah.
Remember a couple years ago when you were pregnant with the baby and you had tickets for all of us to come up for Thanksgiving?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, and remember I told you that my daughter, Kay, had to have her tonsils out.
Right, she had been sick, uh-huh.
Yeah, so then we couldn't come up, right?
Right.
Okay, well, Darren went to jail for check forgery.
And
are you kidding, Kim?
No, they can't hear us right now.
Are you joking?
Candy, Hold on. I mean, everything's cool now because you've seen
Is your crap detector going off, Mike?
That's really why we didn't.
You know, Kim, that's why I always tell you he's no good for you anyway, and you never listen to me about it. That is the exact reason why.
We're on the radio, man. We're on the radio.
Yes. When Kim called us originally, that same sound of the door was heard.
Man, I'm sorry.
Just for your edification. When we first had Kim on the phone, there was also the sound of the ding, 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 indicating that they probably are in the same vehicle.
Even though I enjoy being the alpha male, even I realize when it is time for me to step back.
Mm-hmm,
Mike, please, it's your investigation. Please take over, Mike.
Kim, are you in the car right now or are you back in the house?
No, I'm at my house. My sister is at work. Yeah, I can go.
I'm just leaving work.
You want me to get in my car?
Well, you were getting, I heard the same ding, ding, ding when we called you. Were you getting out of a car when we first...
Yeah, I was picking my daughter up from school.
You're picking your daughter up from school.
Let me ask Kim...
Do you want to talk to my daughter?
No.
All
Kim,
right.
Kim, are you aware of Mike's world-famous crap detector?
I am so aware of it, and I was hoping he wouldn't feel this way about me because for me to say this about my husband on the radio, it's, you know, kind of humiliating.
Well,
but...
You're terrific. You're much better than your sister is.
Candy.
You're a much better actress than your
sister. Mike, would you like to interrogate Candy?
Candy.
Yes.
Candy, you obviously had no knowledge of this whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Are you aware you've said that Kim's husband's no good? What makes you think that?
She knows how I feel about her husband, though.
Mm-hmm. Has anything ever been said to indicate that maybe Kim might have not have been telling you the truth?
I know that my niece has been sick before, and her doctor has suggested she had her tonsils out. So.
Car again? Is that your car?
Yeah, I'm getting in the car now. Well, I've been in the car sitting, but now I'm gonna start driving.
Okay, Candy, hold on 1 second.
Okay, okay.
And incidentally, you know, like most of the times with my crap detector, what I do is I just throw it out there.
Hold on,
right.
Hold
things
on.
That concern me.
Hold on, give me just a moment. I think we've got something that we can work with here.
Oh, good.
Kim?
And they might be, you know, you always hold out. They might be telling the truth.
Kim?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
What was the calendar year this happened?
What was the time of the year?
What was the calendar year? What year was this exactly?
Okay. The baby is 18 months old, so it wasn't last year. It was the year before, 2002. Wait, no, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2003.
Three.
What did she say?
She matched up.
2003.
Yeah, that passes the A test.
I leave it up to you, Mike.
I certainly would welcome calls from our listening audience. Because usually the listening audience hears something like that. I'm simply saying they're...
Okay,
the reaction from Candy was just a little...
Candy, why
almost rehearsed.
Why do you think Kim's...
hates my husband.
That's
so good.
I told him don't talk to me at the wedding. I don't like her husband.
I would be willing to sign off if nobody else has any...
Candy, why do you not like her husband?
Candy, be nice.
Candy, why do you not like her husband?
She's my sister, okay? And I only want what's best for her. That's all that I ever cared about for both her and my niece. And I just don't think that he takes care of her well. There's times when she comes to me with the stuff that he's done. And now stuff like this. They don't like her husband. She deserves somebody better than that.
All right. I'm willing to yield. If there are no listeners that are going to talk me back.
Let me just say, before we go to our crap detector calls, because I always like playing this
And it was the ding-ding. They were identical. In
Mike,
they were the same sound.
You're the master at this. Let me ask my one question.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, you mentioned you have your daughter in the car with you?
Yeah, well, she's outside, but yeah, I can get her.
No, you don't have to get her. Can you tell me her name, please?
Taylor.
And she must be the love of your life?
She's my only child, so yeah, I like her a lot.
Yes. Do you swear to God on your child's life that you're telling us the truth?
I swear to God on my only baby in the entire world that I'm telling the truth.
Wow.
That's pretty strong.
That's very, very strong.
Candy, tell me what's important to you in your life.
Candy, what is the nickname for...
my niece.
Candy? What is the short version? What's the nickname that Kim has for her daughter?
Oh, we call her all kinds of things. We call her Tata Bug. We call her Monkey. We call her Lovey Pooh Bear.
Do you call her Tay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a little ghetto, Mike, if you call her Tay like that.
Well, that's what Candy called her, Kim. Or no, that's actually...
She's a little ghetto, too.
Somebody said Tay.
Can you?
Yeah.
Said Tay, and it was a while back. That's why I asked the question. Which one of you called her Tay?
Candy.
I was going to say it was you, because you said her name first.
Hmm.
Tay. I tell you what, Kim, hold on, please.
Okay.
Candy, thank you for your time.
Okay, am I done?
Yes, you're done.
For now.
You're fine. Mike, everybody is lining up now to talk about this.
Okay.
When we come back.
I'm sorry.
No, that's why you're here.
There's something weird.
See, if
there's something very weird. It was a great story until the reaction from Candy combined with the two door sounds.
Las Vegas is calling.
And the fact that they're both in Las Vegas.
What sat a little wrong with me is how quick she was to jump on the husband.
Correct.
Never a shred of disbelief.
Okay.
Poised and ready to go.
But we come back. This is what everybody loves the best about this show.
Mm-hmm.
The Inquisition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We put it up to you.
And because we went to her
12
quickly,
angry men.
We went to her quickly, so we do have a little time to do this, to do the Inquisition. Because usually when we get, we get somebody like this at the very end of the line, sometimes we can't do our full Inquisitions. I think it's long overdue.
We've got the time, so put on your uniform.
Very good. I'll put my judge's suit on.
I'll put my beekeeper's hat on. Rob, you put on your Nazi uniform.
Already got it on.
Buzz, you just put your loincloth on.
I've got it.
And the kangaroo court will be in session when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The Don and Mike Show.
Las Vegas is calling.
Right, right.
Pigs love mud, and you love Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I don't think in all the lying games we've had, have we liked one right out of the chute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very, very good lie.
Gone with it as a home run, and now, because of Mike's crap detector, of which I have a lot of faith in.
Yeah, and I sometimes it frustrates me because there's just nothing I can do about it.
You know what it is, Mike? It's the same thing Jesus said.
Yeah.
He's got the gift.
I've got the gift in it.
No
off switch. And it doesn't, I don't control it.
That's right. Just like Jesus, Mike, no off switch. That's what I'm saying?
No, it's never off.
Water into wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One loaf of bread into a million, one fish into a million fishes.
Where does Jesus talk about the switch again? I always forget.
It's on page 4.
That's right.
Leviticus. Always on.
Never off.
And it's on in this particular circumstance, even though, like, I'm sympathizing with the women, which I am, I'm still not buying it.
Very quick reset, and then we will get to your phone calls to decide if this woman wins or not. The one sister named Kim says, call my other sister Candy. Here's the Thanksgiving lie. 2 years ago, sister was going to pay $1,000 for her family to fly
to Alaska
to see them for Thanksgiving. The sister Kim tells the sister Candy, we can't go.
Her daughter Taylor has to have her tonsils out. She's been sick. She won't be able to make it. And so the ticket does not get used. And Candy has to pay for the ticket when, in fact,
tickets. And the reason that they didn't go was because the husband was arrested for check forgery.
Kim's husband was writing bad checks.
So now let's go to your calls, judge and jury. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to the Kangaroo Court.
Hi, guys.
Simply like your vote and your reason, please.
If they both live in Las Vegas, they want to win a trip to Las Vegas.
Come again?
If they both live in Las Vegas, isn't this prize a trip to Las Vegas?
Yes.
Why would they want to win a trip to where they already live?
This is why our jury system is so... This is why O.J. is walking around
That's
out there
right.
today.
It's a very difficult question not to answer, though.
It is.
Because it doesn't make a lot of sense. Why would Kim have called in the first place?
Put that question to them.
I'd love to have the answer from Kim.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Mike will now recall Kim. And here she is. Kim.
Hi.
Kim, did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Why did you call to play this game?
Because when I called, I just heard you say the Thanksgiving lie, and you guys did the lie, like things that you told your mom, and I didn't know it was a trip to Las Vegas, so.
Oh. All right. That's a valid answer. I buy that answer.
Like I said, I was picking my daughter up from school, I just heard.
Hold on, honey.
I heard prize, and I called.
Yeah. Hello, Donna.
That's very believable.
All right, now let's start. Let's get a jury going of 12.
Yeah, I'd like to hear people whether they think that Kim and Candy are
Let's get 12, starting right here.
Start
Buzz.
Voting, start hanging.
Did Mike get that? How many's on a jury? 12?
Yeah, and I'm thinking that, believe it or not, that adds credibility to Kim.
Yes,
hello,
I agree.
Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Tom.
Yes, Tom, jury member number one. What do you think?
Well, here's what I think. I think since Candy is a spoiled brat and she's a freeloader, and I think she's a control freak, but I think that the story is too good not to be true.
All right, so that's not guilty.
Okay, not guilty. My friend, and hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name, please?
Nancy.
Nancy, here you go. Hey, you were great on the show last week, incidentally. I'm Jim Nance.
Nancy.
Nancy, guilty and not guilty.
And why?
She's guilty because when she was telling the story, she first introduced, she said, when you were pregnant with your son, why wouldn't she say... when she said your baby, why wouldn't she say the child's name? When you're referring to your nephew, you usually say, my nephew, John.
So,
and then Candy said, you know, oh, yeah, your daughter was sick.
All right, so do you think that these girls were lying or not?
No, they were lying.
They were lying. Guilty.
Guilty.
Thank you.
Tied up.
And hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi there. Chris, welcome to the jury. What say you?
Guilty. They are guilty.
Why?
They are lying.
Why are they lying?
They are lying because that sound of the car, ding, 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 that is the same car. That is the sound of a Ford. Do they both drive Fords?
Is it not possible they both drive Fords?
Anything is possible.
It's possible. It's possible, but it's interesting to ask.
All right. Well, we don't have time to ask. No, what is your vote, darling? Do you think they're lying?
I think they're lying,
guilty.
Yes.
Guilty. It's the second guilty vote that we have here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you.
12, hi, Don. This is Paul.
12 angry people. Hi. What say you?
Guilty or not guilty, Paul, and why?
Not guilty, but I had two ideas as far as maybe how you could tell. Number one, if the daughter's old enough, just simply ask her if she's been talking. If
the investigation portion has concluded.
The trial is over.
For your help, but we have to take his vote of not guilty.
Time for a verdict.
And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is John in Tampa. Hi.
Hi there, John. Thank you for listening. John, how do you vote?
They're not guilty. I think they're telling the truth.
Why?
Interesting.
When the sister was telling how she disliked her husband, the
yes.
sister's husband,
right?
She was in her voice. You could hear she was getting really emotional. Like she really doesn't like this guy a lot.
Bell, that's you're not guilty. So far, I've taken the lead.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah,
turn down your radio, please.
I did. I'm in Vegas. I don't think they're guilty. I was picking up my son from school at the same time.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's a good reason.
All right, now, hold on. Do we throw him out?
I'd like to throw two of the not guilties out, but I think we have to...
Yeah, I think we have to count them.
We have to count them. They're random callers.
All right, what's the score
now? That's
four
not guilties and two guilties.
And all of the not guilties have come from men, and both of the guilty votes have come from women. Interesting.
And incidentally, the one guilty vote, not guilty vote we should throw out was the Mr. Helper. Here's what you should ask, all right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, guilty.
Why?
Ask her what airline, ask her how much, because four tickets up to Alaska from Vegas is way over 1,000.
All right, thank you.
Whatever.
Thank you. All right, he's got his reasons.
It was 2 years ago.
12 Angry Men. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, both of you idiots.
Hi, thank you. Thank you,
man. Guilty.
Why?
Because these two pumps are liars, and if that one is loose enough to spread her legs to get a kid, just think what'll come out of her mouth. Anything.
How long have you hated women?
It was just a misogynist calling simply guilty because she was a pregnant woman.
Guilty by gender.
Now, what's the score now?
Tie.
Yeah.
Four guilty votes, four not guilty.
That's right.
We have four votes left.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. What's your name?
Darrell.
Who?
Darrell.
Darrell?
Darrell.
Darrell. Darrell. Hey, hello there, Darrell. No, you don't think so, Rob? No.
I hate Rob. Rob, you bald head. I hate you,
that's
Rob. Rob, I hate you.
That's somebody that is really not calling to vote guilty or not guilty.
No. Rob, I hate you, Rob.
Okay, I think we're
all... I hate you, Rob.
I think we're all united in the fact that people hate Rob.
Yes.
That hurt my feelings, too.
Of course it did. Sure, why not?
You know what? We're running so late, we got to do another break.
Oh, the suspense.
Yeah, I know.
Then it is tied right now, four guilty votes and four not guilty votes.
When we come back, we'll finish this up, and Buzz will have to give us tonight the truncated version of the news and comments.
Right.
So do that thing that I like so bad.
Okay.
Where you get all of your headlines together and just boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 like nobody's business.
Very good.
Right? Because it's 4-4 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the gallows have been constructed. Will Kim go to the gallows? Are we taking another vote?
We're just talking to Kim for a second, real quickly. Kim? Kim? We've just lost Kim. Now, it could be a technical problem with the telephone.
Our fugitive's name is Kim from Las Vegas. I want a hard search of every outhouse, hen house.
Hard target search. Okay, stay up. Nope, wrong. Hold on a second. Let's just go with that, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I call it trouble with a capital T.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, come on.
Come on.
We're running late today.
We don't have time for this.
What's wrong with that machine, Robbie?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Just give it a second. What's
it's
your hurry?
Fine.
Hold on.
And?
Hold on.
I know.
Here she comes. Get it.
There we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
See, we're waiting for us.
Come, visit the crease of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, time for some vigilante justice. What's the score here, Judge?
It's tied. We've got four guilty votes, four not guilty votes. I'm frankly on the fence.
Oh, and incidentally,
but that's again why I sit up here on top of the pulpit.
Kim is back. It was a problem with the telephones here, so we have Kim back on the line.
Well, it's nice to know she's no longer a flight risk. Yes.
Okay, so we have 8 votes, and we need 4 more, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Todd.
Hi, Todd. Hello, Todd. How do you vote?
Guilty or not guilty, and why?
I vote not guilty because if they were both in the same car, when the one opened their door, you would have heard a ding on the other phone, like stereo or something.
All right.
Another fabulous not guilty explanation.
Mike, try not to take it personally, man.
Terribly sorry. Now I suddenly am.
Mr. Johnny.
Isn't that amazing? I said I was on the fence, and here I am rooting for the
Johnny
guilty verdict.
Hello,
that horrible.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there. Who's
Chuck.
This? Who's
it's
this?
Chuck.
Hi, Chuck. Chuck, yeah. What do you think?
I'm going to say guilty because it smells fishy like BA.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a guilty vote.
Sure.
No need to pursue it. We have a tie, 5-5. We have 2 more votes,
man,
before we
really didn't need that comment about BA.
And incidentally, if it ends up with a 6-6, it will be a
hung
jury.
Nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I say they are guilty.
And what's your name, sir?
Mike.
Why do you think they're guilty, Mike?
Because I'm working my man.
Thank you.
Mike Einstein.
As good a reason as any we've heard so far.
What's the score now, Mike?
6 votes guilty, 5 votes not guilty.
Hello.
1 more vote.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you. What's your name, please?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
You know, what's great is that these are unscreened, and we don't have any idea what. Now, this is it.
It appears
right?
to me people may be voting now without knowing what they're voting for.
That's right. Do you know what you're voting for?
I know what I'm voting for, and I'm going to vote not guilty.
Not guilty.
6-6.
All tied up.
It's all tied up. That means it goes to the judge.
A well-hung jury. Now, is that what happens?
No.
Now, in a real
I think
case,
a hung jury means that
she get off,
thrown
right?
out, and yeah. she gets she actually gets to keep the prize.
That's right.
A hung jerky.
All right, well, let's go back to Kim.
I knew that last guy, incidentally, was going to vote not guilty.
Hi. Hi, Dan and Mary.
Now, hold on.
I don't have a spine.
No
spine. He was taken out. I'm Jellyman.
That was it, Mike.
Jellyman.
Mike, you get all the consideration that Mr. Johnny would on this show.
Yeah, but I didn't sell the case, okay? I didn't win. I'm just like Christopher Plummer in Dolores Claiborne.
That happened.
I'm 85.
Kim.
And 84. I'm 84 convictions and 85. 1 acquittal.
Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Kim.
Hello, Kim.
We put it up to a vote of your peers. 12 angry men.
Can I say something,
yes,
though, guys?
Go ahead,
yes.
Kim, before sentencing.
First of all, we do both have Fords, but my sister called me at home, and she said to tell you guys we were lying so then somebody else can win the trip, because why would we want to go to Las Vegas?
Now, why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
I'm not, Don. I'm not. I'm just, this is,
yes, you were.
This to me is just a travesty of justice. I don't
I'm
know what
so
the
sorry.
I don't know what
kind of game.
I live here. Why would I want to go to Christina?
I don't know what kind of game you are playing with me, Kim. But I'm not having it. I'm not having it. What is this?
My daughter,
you're out of order.
Me. She's like, Mom, don't say that because we're going to win. And I'm like, win what? We live here, sweetheart.
Oh, so, I tell you something. Man, I tell you.
I'm really sorry.
Wives of inmates, man.
Well, I mean, then I'm voting too, and I'm voting that I'm guilty and I lied, and that way you guys don't feel bad, and then you can get somebody.
Hold on a second.
We had six people say you were not guilty, and six people say you were guilty, and I myself said that I was on the fence. Now, the only reason I was rooting for guilty was because it was a reflection on me.
I asked on your child's life if you were telling the truth, and so you have my vote.
I know, and I'm sorry. You know what? It just doesn't really make sense to give me the prize, though, do you think?
Well, not if you're in Las Vegas.
No, I know. It's dumb. Are you going to give me something else? Like, you know, are you going to fly us to L.A. or something?
How about a sock in the mouth? How would that be?
Yeah, I mean,
that's not nice.
Well, you've caused an awful lot of trouble here, Kim, little lady.
Then I'll win, and I'm sorry.
I finally made Rob happy.
Yeah.
How about a sock in the mouth?
And now he's Rob on his
there you go.
Oh, by the way, Rob, I don't like you either because I'm black.
Aha!
My feelings are hurt.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay.
What was the other part of the trip? It was a trip to Vegas with what else?
Oh, and tickets to go see the Washington Capitals. Remember, that's the part that
maybe she could fly here.
I didn't understand why that was even in the national contest.
This is going.
Okay, Kim?
I tell you what,
darling, we will leave it up. Now, I'm not going to give you another prize.
Okay.
However, leave it up to you. If you're not lying, I would urge you to take the trip. I'm not really sure about the particulars if you can transfer it to somebody else or not.
Okay, the only people that live out of town are my in-laws, and that's okay. They can take
right
that.
We're going to find out something for you right
now. Paperwork on this alone.
Let me call the arbiter about this.
Hello?
Do you have any idea about the rules on this?
I have no clue.
Is it transferable?
Most prizes are not transferable.
Not transferable. Okay, thank you, BA. We'll go with that ruling then.
All right. I'm so sorry, guys. I really am. I feel bad.
No, now I'm coming full circle on her. I just think that.
Are you? With all the trouble, show off. You should be in a porno.
With all the.
No, you know what? The whole time you had the callers calling in, my sister's like, they were yelling, they were saying stuff about me, and I hate them. And she was really upset. And so then I said, well, since we live here, we're not really winning anything, so I'll just say never mind. So I guess you're not supposed to do that if you win, huh?
Not after we've had a trial.
Well, nobody told you to have a trial. You guys did that by yourself.
Well, nobody told you to call for a contest where the prize was a prize to your hometown.
Winning a trip to your house.
Sorry, I didn't think I told you I was getting my daughter.
You know, the story is true. It is a good story, that is for sure. I mean, the Thanksgiving Live was...
I'm sorry.
May I suggest a consolation prize?
Oh, I've already offered her a sock in the mouth, Rob.
I was going to suggest a bad attitude and a pain in the ass sister.
Okay, oh, Kim?
What?
Kim, hold the line, please.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Don't we have, BA, don't we have something we can give her? Some prize pack? Something.
Even I want to give her a sock in the mouth.
Oh, wait a minute.
My God, she called in to win. And why didn't any of us notice that she was calling from Las Vegas?
I guess you're the only one producing the show today.
So. That would fall on the shoulders of the exiting producer.
But anyway, do we have anything we can give her at all, or would you rather just send her on her way, BA?
I'd send her ass on her way, but...
Okay, thank you, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, Kim.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Highly entertaining, though.
You bet your ass it's cruel. And you know what that means?
What?
Tomorrow, someone on the show wins a trip to Las Vegas.
That's very, very exciting.
We'll do it tomorrow. And Buzz?
Yes.
We'll get a 60-second update on the news. When we come back, what are some of the highlights you'll have for us?
Big Oil gets a second chance at lying, black leader turns Republican, and our strange laws about love and sex.
Ooh.
Okay.
And Kim.
Yes.
How about that Kim today, eating up all the entire friggin' show?
Well, I prosecuted her as vigorously as I could, and through all of that, I found her strangely sexy.
Yes.
It's a victory. You're undefeated, Mike.
Yeah. She fled.
Congratulations.
She's a fugitive now.
See you in the law office.
All points,
later.
Bullets, and out for Kim.
This is the Don and Mike Show.